Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My dear friends, I want you to know something deep in your heart today. God will make a way for you. Yes, even in the midst of your storm, even when it feels like everything is falling apart and you can't see any way out, I want you to hear me clearly. God will make a way. And because of this truth, I want to encourage you to stop worrying. Now, I know how hard it is to hear that when you're in the middle of a storm. I know that sometimes it feels like worry is all you have left. You look around and all you see are dark clouds. The wind is howling and the waves are crashing against you. The storm in your life feels so overwhelming that it seems like there's no way you'll survive it. But I want you to take a deep breath and listen closely. Worry doesn't solve anything. Worry only makes the storm seem bigger and more powerful than it really is. When we worry, we give our problems more strength than they deserve. We let them take up space in our hearts and minds until we feel like there's no room left for hope. But God is asking you to let go of that worry. He's asking you to trust Him, even when the storm is raging all around you. You see, God is not blind to your situation. He sees the storm you're in. He knows every single detail of what you're going through. He sees the tears you've cried in the quiet moments when no one else is around. He hears the cries of your heart, even when you don't have the words to express them. And He cares about you more than you can imagine. But here's the thing. God doesn't just see your storm. He also sees the way through it. He sees the path that you can't see right now. He knows the way out, the way to peace, the way to safety. He knows how to calm the storm, and He knows how to strengthen you to walk through it. He's not leaving you to face this storm alone. So, why do we worry? We worry because we forget who God is. We forget that He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. We forget that He is the one who holds the whole world in His hands. We forget that He is the one who loves us with a love so deep and so strong that nothing in this world can ever separate us from it. We forget that He is a way maker, a miracle, worker, a promise, keeper. And I want to remind you today that the same God who made a way for countless others before you is the same God who will make a way for you. Your storm might be different. Your challenges might be unique, but God's power and love are unchanging. He has the ability to do the impossible. He has the power to turn your situation around, but you have to trust Him. Trust is the key to letting go of worry. Trusting God means believing that He is in control, even when everything feels out of control. It means believing that He is working things out for your good, even when you can't see it yet. It means resting in the fact that He knows what He's doing, even when you don't understand His ways. I want you to imagine for a moment that you're a child, holding onto your parents' hand as you walk through a busy street. You don't know where you're going, and you can't see over the crowd, but you trust that your parent knows the way. You don't have to worry about getting lost, because you know that as long as you're holding onto that hand, you're safe. That's what it's like to trust God. You may not see the way, but you can trust that He does. And here's the beautiful part. When you let go of worry and choose to trust God, something amazing happens. Peace begins to fill your heart. The storm may still be raging, but suddenly it doesn't seem so scary anymore. You begin to realize that you're not facing it alone. You begin to see glimpses of hope, even in the darkest moments. you begin to find strength you didn't know you had. My dear friends, God is inviting you today to let go of worry and to hold on to Him instead. He's inviting you to trust that He is bigger than your storm. He's inviting you to believe that He will make a way, even when you can't see it. And He's inviting you to experience the peace that comes from knowing that you are held in the hands of a loving and faithful God. So, let's take a moment right now, wherever you are, to breathe out that worry and breathe in God's peace. Let's take a moment to say, God, I trust you. I trust that you will make a way for me, even in this storm. And let's hold on to that truth with all our hearts. Beloved, I want you to reflect on something crucial. God has a plan for you, even in the midst of your storm, when you're caught up in the chaos of life. It's easy to feel like you're lost, like there's no direction, no purpose. But my dear friends, I want you to understand that God's plan for your life isn't canceled because of your current situation. The storm may be fierce, but God's purpose for you is even stronger. Sometimes, when we're in the middle of our struggles,
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
We start to believe that the storm defines us. We start to think that our problems, our worries, and our fears are the only things that matter. But I want you to hear me loud and clear. Your storm does not define you. It is not your identity. Your identity is in God's love for you, in His plans for your future, and in the purpose He has placed inside you. You see, storms have a way of making us focus on the wrong things. We start to focus on the waves, the wind, the thunder, and the darkness. We focus on all the things that are going wrong, and we forget about the one who is always right there with us. But I want to challenge you today to shift your focus. Instead of looking at the storm, look to God. Look to His promises. Look to His faithfulness. And look to His plan for your life. God's plan for you is not derailed by the storms you face. In fact, sometimes He uses those very storms to guide you to where you need to be. Think about it. If everything was always easy, if there were never any challenges, would we ever grow? Would we ever learn to trust God more deeply? Would we ever discover the strength that He has placed within us? The storms in our lives, as difficult as they are, often serve a greater purpose. I know that might be hard to hear, especially when you're in the thick of it. It's hard to believe that anything good can come out of the pain you're experiencing. But I want to encourage you to hold on to hope. God can take the hardest, most painful situations and turn them into something beautiful. He can bring good out of what feels like the worst moments of your life. Maybe right now, you're asking, but how, Pastor? How can anything good come out of this mess? I hear you, and I understand that question. It's a question that comes from the depth of our human hearts, from our desire to make sense of the chaos. And while I may not have all the answers to why you're going through what you're going through, I do know this. God is still at work. In the midst of your storm, God is working behind the scenes in ways you can't yet see. He's aligning things, preparing opportunities, and setting up connections that will lead you to the next chapter of your life. He's molding you, refining you, and preparing you for the blessings that are on the other side of this storm. Sometimes, God allows us to go through storms, not to break us, but to build us. He's building your faith, your resilience, and your character. He's teaching you to rely on Him more, to trust Him more, and to lean on His understanding rather than your own. It's in the storm that we often find our greatest growth. But here's something important to remember. God doesn't expect you to go through this storm on your own. He is with you every step of the way. And not only that, but He's placed people around you, family, friends, and even this community, to support you, to pray for you, and to walk alongside you. You are not alone in this. God has surrounded you with love, even when it feels like love is hard to find. So, in this storm, I want to encourage you to reach out to those around you. Share your struggles. Share your burdens. Let others lift you up when you feel like you can't stand on your own. And most importantly, reach out to God. Pour out your heart to Him. He's listening, and He cares deeply about what you're going through. My friends, I want you to hold on to this truth. God's plan for your life is still in motion, even in the midst of the storm. The storm may be trying to shake your faith, but don't let it. Stand firm in the knowledge that God is in control, that He has a purpose for your pain, and that He will bring you through this stronger than before. Remember, the storm is not the end of your story. God has more in store for you. More blessings, more joy, and more peace. So take a deep breath, lift your eyes to God, and trust that He is making a way. Even now, there's so much more to explore and to learn about how God works in our lives during the storms. And I look forward to continuing this journey with you in the next part of our message. But for now, rest in the assurance that God's plan for you is still unfolding, even in the storm. My dear friends, I want to talk about something very important. Surrender. When we are in the middle of a storm, one of the hardest things to do is to let go and surrender our worries and fears to God. But I want to tell you today that there is incredible power in surrendering to God. It is in surrendering that we find peace, strength, and the ability to move forward, even in the most challenging times. When we try to control everything ourselves, we often end up feeling overwhelmed and defeated. We think that if we just try harder, worry more, or plan better, we can handle the storm on our own. But the truth is, we are not meant to carry these burdens by ourselves. God is inviting us to lay down our worries and trust Him to take care of us. Imagine for a moment that you are carrying a heavy load on your back. It's so heavy that you can barely stand, let alone walk. Every step feels like a struggle, and you're not sure how much longer you can keep going. Now, imagine that someone comes along and offers to help you carry that load. They are strong, capable, and willing to take on the weight for you. How would you feel? Relieved, right? That's what it's like to surrender to God. He is offering to carry your burdens, to take on the weight of your worries, and to give you rest. Surrendering doesn't mean that we give up or that we stop trying. It means that we recognize our limitations and trust in God's unlimited power. It means that we acknowledge that we can't do it all on our own and that we need His help. It's a beautiful act of faith, saying, God, I trust You more than I trust myself. I trust Your plan more than my own understanding. When we surrender to God, we open ourselves up to His peace. worry and anxiety start to lose their grip on us because we are no longer trying to control the uncontrollable. We begin to experience a deep sense of calm, knowing that God is in control and that He is taking care of us. This peace doesn't come from our circumstances. It comes from our relationship with God. I know that surrendering can be scary. It requires us to let go of our fears, our doubts, and our need for control. But I promise you, the freedom that comes from surrendering to God is worth it. It's like stepping out of a dark, stormy night and into the warmth and safety of a shelter. God is that shelter for us. He is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. Now, let's talk about how we can practically surrender to God. It starts with prayer. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to pray. Tell God about your worries, your fears, and your struggles. Be honest with Him. He already knows what's in your heart. Ask Him to take control and to guide you. Ask Him to give you the strength and the peace that you need to face your storm. Another important step is to remind yourself of God's promises. When we fill our minds with God's truth, there's less room for worry and doubt. Take time each day to read or listen to messages of hope and encouragement. Surround yourself with positive, faith-filled thoughts that remind you of God's love and faithfulness. It's also helpful to talk to others who share your faith. Sometimes just sharing your burdens with a trusted friend or family member can make a big difference. They can pray with you, encourage you, and help you see things from a different perspective. We are not meant to walk this journey alone. God has placed people in our lives to support us and to help carry our burdens. Finally, practice gratitude. Even in the midst of a storm, there are always things to be thankful for. Take a moment each day to reflect on the blessings in your life. Thank God for His love, for His provision, and for the ways He is working, even when you can't see it. Gratitude has a way of shifting our focus from what's wrong to what's right, from our problems to God's goodness. So, my dear friends, let's surrender our storms to God today. Let's trust Him to make a way where there seems to be no way. And let's hold on to the truth that God is in control, that He is with us, and that He will see us through. My friends, I want to address something that many of us face during difficult times, feeling hopeless. When the storm rages on and it feels like there's no end in sight, it's easy to lose hope. But I want you to know that even in the darkest moments, hope is still possible. God is a source of hope, and He can renew your spirit, even when it feels like all hope is lost. Hope is more than just a positive feeling. It's a powerful anchor for our souls. It's what keeps us moving forward, even when everything seems to be falling apart. Without hope, the storms of life can become overwhelming. But with hope, we find the strength to persevere and the courage to face each new day. First, let's acknowledge that feeling hopeless is a real and valid emotion. It's okay to admit that you're struggling and that things seem bleak. Sometimes, the storm can be so intense that it feels like there's no way out. But even in these moments, hope is not gone. Hope is a choice, and it's a choice we make when we decide to trust in God's promises, even when we can't see how they will come to pass. Hope begins with knowing that God is with you, even when you can't feel His presence. The storm may be loud and chaotic, but God's presence is steady and unchanging. He is not distant or detached from your pain. He is right there with you, holding you close and offering comfort. His love for you is constant and unwavering, and it's in that love that we find our hope. When you're feeling hopeless, it's important to remind yourself of God's promises. He promises to be with us in times of trouble, to provide for our needs, and to work all things together for our good. These promises are a beacon of hope in the midst of the storm. Take time to read and meditate on these promises. Let them become the foundation of your hope. Another way to find hope is to look for the small signs of light in your life. Even in the darkest times, there are often glimpses of hope, kind words from a friend, a moment of unexpected joy, or a sense of peace that comes from prayer. These small signs are reminders that God is at work, even when it's hard to see. They are indicators that the storm will not last forever and that better days are ahead. It's also helpful to talk about your feelings with others who care about you. Sharing your struggles with a trusted friend or a support group can provide comfort and perspective. Sometimes just knowing that someone else understands and cares can bring a glimmer of hope. You don't have to face the storm alone. There are people who want to walk with you and help you find hope. Prayer is a powerful tool for finding hope. When you feel hopeless, pour out your heart to God. Tell Him about your fears, your doubts, and your pain. Ask Him to restore your hope and to give you the strength to keep going. God listens to our prayers and is always ready to provide comfort and encouragement. He may not always answer in the way we expect, but He is faithful to respond to our needs. Additionally, focus on the things that bring you joy and peace, even if they are small. Engage in activities that uplift your spirit, whether it's spending time in nature, listening to uplifting music, or practicing a hobby that you love. These activities can provide moments of relief and remind you that there is still goodness in the world, even amidst the storm. Remember, hope is not about ignoring the reality of your situation. It's about choosing to believe that there is something greater beyond the storm. It's about trust.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Trusting that God is working on your behalf, even when you can't see the results yet. Hope allows us to endure the storm with confidence that there will be a resolution and that God is guiding us through. Beloved, when you're feeling weak, turn to God in prayer. Ask Him for the strength you need to get through your challenges. Ask Him to give you the courage, the resilience, and the peace that you're lacking. Remember, God is always ready to provide what you need. His strength is available to you, no matter how big or small your problems may seem. Another way to embrace God's strength is to focus on His promises. The Bible is filled with promises of God's support and strength. He promises to uphold you with His righteous right hand, to be your refuge and strength, and to never leave you or forsake you. When you meditate on these promises, you shift your focus from your weakness to God's strength. And don't forget to reflect on past experiences where you've seen God's strength at work in your life. Think about the times when you felt you couldn't go on, but somehow you made it through. Recognize that it was God's strength. K carrying you through those difficult times. When you remember these moments, it helps build your faith and trust in His ability to strengthen you now. As you embrace God's strength, you may find that your perspective changes. The storm might still be there, but you'll start to feel more equipped to handle it. Your fears and worries may not disappear, but you'll find the inner strength to face them. You'll begin to understand that you don't have to be strong on your own, because God's strength is more than enough. Remember, embracing God's strength is not about pretending that you're not struggling. It's about recognizing that, in the midst of your struggles, God's strength is available to you. It's about leaning into that strength and allowing it to carry you through. It's about trusting that even when you are weak, God is strong, and His strength is more than sufficient for your needs. Now, let us open our hearts to prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that You are our anchor, our refuge, and our strength. We trust in Your promises and Your ability to make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, we lift up to You the areas of our lives where we are struggling with worry and uncertainty. We ask for Your divine intervention in our financial situations. You are the provider, and we trust that You will supply all our needs according to Your riches in glory. Please bring relief to our financial burdens and grant us wisdom to manage our resources with faith and integrity. Open doors of opportunity, provide for our needs, and help us to see Your hand at work in our finances. Lord, we also bring before You our needs for healing. You are the great physician, and we believe in Your power to heal and restore. Whether our bodies, minds, or spirits are in need of healing, we ask for Your touch of restoration. Comfort us in our pain. Strengthen our bodies and renew our spirits. We pray for Your healing hand to be upon us, bringing wholeness and health where there is brokenness and suffering. And Father, we ask for Your restoration in every area where we have experienced loss or brokenness. Bring renewal to our relationships, our dreams, and our sense of purpose. Help us to see the beauty that You can create from the ashes of our struggles. We trust in Your ability to restore what has been lost and to make all things new. In our moments of doubt and worry, remind us of Your promises and Your faithfulness. Let Your peace fill our hearts and minds, replacing anxiety with trust and fear with hope. Help us to surrender our burdens to You, knowing that You are in control and that You will guide us through every storm. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.